From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, and happy heavenly birthday to astronaut Scott Carpenter.
3, 2, 1, 0.
I feel the liftoff. The clock has started.
Roger.
Loud and clear, Gus.
Roger, Aurora 7, stand by for your time hack.
Roger.
Three, control. The United States launched its second manned orbital space flight with astronaut M. Scott Carpenter at the controls at 0745 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here today. Purpose of the flight is to continue the investigation of man's capabilities in space leading toward manned flight to the moon and return. This is Mercury Control.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. Gwinnett teen killed in shooting in Gainesville apartment complex. Police looking for Gwinnett teens who disappeared last week. And Gwinnett woman Clayton Mann allegedly staged a fake robbery. Plus my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets on breakfast ideas instead of vending machines. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? Kia Mall of Georgia is a family-owned business for over 20 years.
Been here in Buford for 25 years. Selling cars to anyone that wants one. The reasons why you would come to a small family-owned dealership, you get that sort of family experience.
Kia Mall of Georgia makes buying, selling, or trading it easy. And that's why customers come back year after year.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave.
So come by the lot today or find us online at KiaMallOfGA.com.
Gainesville police are seeking a suspect after Jayshawn Overstreet, a 16-year-old from Gwinnett County, was fatally shot at a Gainesville apartment complex over the weekend. Overstreet succumbed to his injuries on Tuesday at Northeast Georgia Medical Center. Authorities suspect he was at the Ridgecrest Apartments for criminal activity when he was shot. While the suspect remains unidentified, police have created a composite sketch based on witness accounts. Individuals with information are urged to contact 911 or submit tips online at gainesville.org/659/submit-a-tip. Gwinnett County Police are seeking the public's assistance in locating two missing teenagers, Evan Rivera, 16, from Duluth, and Piper Norton Womack, 17, from Lawrenceville. Rivera was last seen with Norton Womack in Atlanta, according to his family. They are known to frequent locations near downtown Lawrenceville. Rivera, a black male, is 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighs 155 pounds, and was wearing a gray sweatshirt and black sweatpants with a colorful Smurf backpack. Norton Womack, a white female, is 5 foot 2 and weighs 190 pounds, and was wearing a pink sweatshirt with black leggings and glasses, carrying a black book bag. Anyone with information is urged to contact 911. Esperanza Marisol Chacon, a Norcross resident, and David Cruz Galliano from Jonesboro were arrested after allegedly staging a fake robbery. Chacon reported a robbery to 911, claiming a man with a handgun stole $2,800 from her business. Investigators later identified Galliano as a suspect. Subsequent interviews revealed that Chacon and Galliano conspired to fabricate the robbery. Chacon faces charges including false report of a crime, theft by taking felony, and party to a crime, while Galliano faces armed robbery and possession of a firearm during the commission of certain felony charges. Police urge potential victims of their scam to contact detectives. Chacon and Galliano are in custody at the Gwinnett County Jail. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Lawrenceville police apprehended an alleged peeping Tom near Grayson Highway after residents reported a suspicious individual. The suspect faces charges including peeping Tom, burglary, entering auto, and loitering and prowling. Officers caught him peeking into a home's window and chased him into a wooded area where he was apprehended. Further investigation revealed he had entered a home to hide from officers. Another victim of peeping Tom behavior came forward during the investigation. Detectives are seeking information from residents who may have noticed similar suspicious activity. They encourage anyone with camera footage from the area to contact the police department for assistance in the investigation. Price Industries is expanding its location in Lawrenceville, creating 42 new job opportunities, investing over $5 million in capital. As Gwinnett's second largest manufacturing operation and the largest Canadian manufacturer in the area, Price Industries already employs over 700 workers across its existing locations in the county. The expansion reflects the company's dedication to delivering exceptional customer service and innovative solutions. Jerry Price, CEO of Price Industries, expressed gratitude for the support from the Gwinnett community and Partnership Gwinnett. This expansion highlights Gwinnett County's reputation as a hub for business development and innovation, with collaborative efforts from various entities including Partnership Gwinnett, the Georgia Department of Economic Development, Gwinnett County Government, the City of Lawrenceville, and Jackson EMC. We'll be back in a moment.
In Henry County, leadership resonates with action and heart. Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett, our 29th and pioneering African-American sheriff, embodies this spirit. His term reflects more than challenges. It symbolizes victories that glorify our resolve. From the HCSO Restorative Center's triumph to the S3 shaping of our youth for brighter futures, Sheriff Scandrett's compassion extends from advocating for law enforcement to pioneering a mental health unit, ensuring the vulnerable among us aren't overlooked. True leadership is about actions, not just words. It's about changing laws to protect those who protect us, as Sheriff Scandrett has done for injured officers. With proven dedication and unmatched commitment to our community, the choice is clear. Vote to re-elect Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett for Henry County, for our home.
Authorized by the Committee to Re-elect Sheriff Scandrett. And now, here's my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets on breakfast ideas instead of vending machines.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingalls Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right. So, Leah, another email question we got in. This is from a guy named Doug. He says, I'm trying to do better about eating breakfast so I don't snack on vending machine foods before lunch. What are some quick things I could make and eat instead of going to that vending machine, which a lot of people do?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, I don't know what this Doug's situation is, but, you know, having some sort of breakfast that has some protein in it is a really good idea to start the day and kind of can maybe keep you from snacking on those vending machine things. You know, some easy ones are maybe those hard-boiled eggs that we talked about in one of our other segments would be a good one. It could be a smoothie, a fruit smoothie with maybe some protein powder in it might do the trick. It could be scrambled eggs. It could be a slice of whole wheat toast with some peanut butter on it. It could be a Greek yogurt. It might be a good one with some nuts and fruit stirred into it. Sort of depends what you like. So I think to start off, somebody just getting into the habit of having something for breakfast is a good place to start. I mean, you know, you can also do things like make little mini quiches and cook them, pop them out of the little muffin tins and freeze them, and then just microwave those. And those could be a quick breakfast. You know, at Ingalls, we sell those little cups of, they're kind of like egg cups. So You put it in the microwave, it has little bacon bits. Those are super easy to do. There's a lot of different things to have for breakfast. I think the key is picking something that has some protein with it, at least 8 grams of protein to give you a nice little hit of protein. It's gonna keep you more satisfied and less likely to hit that vending machine.
All right, and a little bit of thought. That's all, you know, just put a little bit of thought into it.
What do you like for breakfast?
You know what? I do this. I make a bunch of scrambled eggs. I'll put a little cheese in there. I had a leftover potato. I chop that up and I make a bunch of that and eat it over a couple of days.
There you go. See, perfect. There you go. Well, yeah, eating something is probably better than eating nothing and then spending a couple dollars in the vending machine.
Yep, for sure.
Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have final thoughts after this.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you looking to save money on your grocery shopping trip? Don't overlook Laura Lynn products. Laura Lynn is our store brand or private label line of products that taste great and represent great savings for you and your family. So be sure and give Laura Lynn products a try.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.